This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brilbeck.
A good Thursday morning, or Friday Eve if you prefer. It's August 27th, 2026. 73 degrees and sunny at 7:06. We'll be seeing some not quite as hot temperatures. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit, but we've got a lot more that we want to hit first. Oklahoma County Sheriff's deputies kicking a door immediately face a man with a flamethrower. We'll tell you what happened. 12 people under arrest in Oklahoma accused of defrauding SNAP out of thousands of dollars. Oklahoma City police are investigating after a teen is shot, what police say led to the violence. Police in Paul's Valley are looking for a heartless person who threw kittens out of a moving truck, the latest on that investigation. Another school is closed this morning because of an elusive water leak in El Reno, the latest as city workers look for that leak. A brand new audit shows Oklahoma is misspending tens of millions of dollars, and it could be just a matter of time before the feds auditor, state auditor Cindy Byrd, will be joining us to explain that one. Oklahoma getting hundreds of millions of dollars because kids are addicted to social media. So is this really about justice and protecting kids, or just another government money grab? We'll take your calls on that one at 405-608-4377. Plus, how Dolly Parton's legacy remains alive in Oklahoma. We've got a whole lot to talk about, but first, let's check out your Freedom First News on Freedom 96.9. The Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office has released video showing 61-year-old Darren Dunn using a homemade flamethrower when deputies entered his apartment on South Harvey Avenue to serve an eviction notice. Dunn can be seen using an aerosol can and a lighter to shoot flames at deputies, sending those flames as far as 20 feet. Adjacent apartments had to be evacuated as a bomb squad and tactical team responded after deputies also found what appeared to be an improvised explosive device connected to a car battery. Dunn was taken to a mental health hospital. He's facing several potential charges. Oklahoma authorities say at least 12 people have been arrested for allegedly defrauding the SNAP food assistance program out of a combined $150,000. The Oklahoma Department of Human Services says its inspector general led a months-long investigation, resulting in arrests across five counties. Two other people identified earlier in the investigation have been sentenced and ordered to pay restitution. The arrests come as Oklahoma faces pressure to reduce SNAP payment errors. The state's error rate is currently around 6.9%, but must fall below 6% by October of 2027, or Oklahoma could face hundreds of millions of dollars in additional costs. Well, more than 100 people lined Enid streets on Wednesday to honor Police Sergeant Lee Fritzendahl, who died in an off-duty crash. Fritzendahl had been with the Enid Police Department for 19 years and spent much of his career working nights and training younger officers. Friends, family, fellow officers, and strangers gathered to welcome him home as a procession escorted his body to a funeral home. Officers from agents across the regency, across the region joined in the escort while community members stood along the route to give a final salute. Police say Fritzendahl was known for looking out for others and making sure that everyone was doing okay. Oklahoma City police are investigating a shooting in southeast Oklahoma City that left a teen injured on Wednesday afternoon. Officers were called to the area of Southeast 48th and South Durland, where they found a male who had been shot. He was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. He's listed right now in stable condition. Several people have been taken into custody as persons of interest. Police have not said what led to the shooting, and the investigation is still underway. Oklahoma City police are investigating after a pedestrian was hit by a car on Wednesday night in northwest Oklahoma City. It happened around 8:30 near Northwest 10th Street and North Sarah Road. When officers arrived, they found the pedestrian suffering from injuries after being struck by a vehicle. Police say the driver stayed at the scene and is cooperating with investigators. The person who was hit was taken in for treatment with injuries that are not considered to be life-threatening. Police have not released any other details. Paul's Valley authorities are asking for help after two kittens were found seriously injured on Sunday. Witnesses reported seeing the kittens thrown from a white truck near Chickasaw and Boomerang. One suffered serious injuries to its jaw and teeth and needed surgery. The other one had a burned paw. Both kittens are now safe and receiving treatment. Investigators are trying to identify the person responsible and are asking anyone with doorbell, security, or dash cam video from the area to come forward. Information can be reported to Paul's Valley Animal Welfare or to police. It's 73 degrees and sunny, really pleasant morning out there at 7:11. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, Union City Public Schools are canceling classes today because of ongoing water problems. The district announced last night schools would be closed because of a water main break in El Reno. Officials say the issue is continuing to affect the area, prompting the district to call off classes for the day. Parents and students are encouraged to watch for updates from Union City Public Schools as crews continue to work to address the waterline problem. Oklahoma is set to receive more than $235 million as part of a nearly $17 billion settlement with Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram. The case accused Meta of knowingly exposing children to serious mental harm. Oklahoma's share could rise to $334 million if TikTok, Snapchat, and YouTube reach similar agreements. The agreement also requires Meta to add new safety measures for teen accounts, including two-hour daily limits, nighttime and school hour restrictions, stronger age verification, and tougher controls on harmful content. Attorney General Gettner Drummond calls the settlement a down payment toward a healthier social media experience for kids. Governor Kevin Stitt, meanwhile, wants Oklahomans to vote on whether to hold a constitutional convention that could make sweeping changes to the state constitution, but legal experts question whether Stitt has the authority to call for the vote without legislative approval. The Constitution gives voters the right to consider a convention every 20 years, but the last vote was 56 years ago. Stitt has set a special election for April 6, 2027. A new Constitutional Convention Commission will recommend rules for the process. University of Oklahoma law professor Carla Pratt says voters need answers about how delegates would be chosen and whether tribes, rural communities, and minorities would be represented. Stitt will be out of office by then after announcing the vote just hours after Republicans nominated Mike Mazie for governor. And just in case you missed it, Oklahoma voters settled several key races on Tuesday with unofficial results setting the November general election ballots. Mike Mazie narrowly defeated Attorney General Gettner Drummond for Republican governor nomination. Voters also rejected State Question 844 by more than 70%, while approving State Question 846, putting voter identification requirements into the state constitution. In other races, Kevin West won the Republican nomination for labor commissioner, Bob Sullivan won the GOP insurance commissioner runoff, and Oklahoma County Commissioner Jason Lowe won his Democratic primary. Robert Franklin has defeated James Taylor as the Republican runoff for Oklahoma State Superintendent, winning nearly 55% of that vote. The race was closely watched as a test of whether voters wanted to continue the combative approach associated with former Superintendent Ryan Walters. Taylor, a pastor and teacher, supported many of Walters' efforts, including rejecting social studies standards connecting the Bible to the nation's founding. Franklin, a longtime Tulsa Technology Center administrator, campaigned on improving Oklahoma education rankings and supporting teachers. Franklin will now face Democrat Jannetty Marshall in November's 3rd general election. Oklahoma County Criminal Justice Authority is back to 9 members after commissioners unanimously appointed Northeast Oklahoma City pastor Kenneth Morgan to the jail trust. Morgan, the senior pastor of the Church of the Living God Ministries, replaces Stephen Buck, who resigned earlier this year. Morgan has served as minister for 35 years and spent 26 years working for UPS before retiring in 2011. He also serves on Oklahoma City's Community Public Safety Advisory Board. Commissioner Jason Lowe, who nominated Morgan, says his deep community roots and commitment to public safety will be valuable as the trust works to improve jail operations and conditions. Norman City Council is pushing back against proposed Oklahoma Turnpike Authority interchanges in the city. After nearly 8 hours of discussion, council members voted 5-4 against supporting the interchanges. The Turnpike Authority can still move forward with the project, though. Meanwhile, two Norman businesses say the construction is forcing them to close. Cook Feed and Outdoor will shut down its Norman location September 8th after losing its property near I-35 and Indian Hills Road. The Norman Heyday location across the highway is also closing up because of that project. A building in Oklahoma City's Asian district is getting a second life after the Urban Design Commission approved plans on Wednesday for the Lotus Apartments. The project will turn an existing building near Northwest 24th and Douglas into 49 apartments. Developers say they wanted to preserve rather the older structure instead of tearing it down. Plans also call for a restaurant, dog park, and office space. Developers hope the project can serve as a bridge between the Asian district, Uptown, and Oklahoma City University. Construction could begin by the end of September, with completion expected by the end of 2027. Oklahomans will have a chance to see a near-total lunar eclipse tonight, with the moon taking on that familiar reddish blood moon appearance. The partial eclipse gets underway around 9:30, with peak coming up at about 11:30 p.m., when about 96% of the moon will be covered. The moon should also have its deepest red color for about 30 minutes between 10:57 and 11:28. You won't need any special equipment to see it. In central Oklahoma, some early evening clouds could linger, but they're expected to clear up just in time for the show. Well, Dolly Parton's legacy is living on in Oklahoma through her Imagination Library, which sends free, age-appropriate books each month to children from birth until age 5. The program started back in 1995 and now reaches more than 100,000 Oklahoma kids every single month. The Oklahoma legislature covers half that cost, with local partners paying the rest. Officials say the program is not going away and could soon reach every county in the state. Logan, Pawnee, and Noble counties are the only three that are still looking for local partners to bring the program here. Well, like we mentioned, Oklahoma will receive more than $235 million from a nearly $17 million Meta settlement over allegations the company harmed children. The state's share could grow to $334 million if TikTok, Snapchat, and YouTube reach similar deals. Meta must also add new teen safety measures that include 2-hour daily limits, nighttime restrictions, and some stronger age verification. So is this really about keeping kids safe, or is this just a great big government money grab? We want to hear from you on this one. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. 73 degrees and mostly sunny at 718. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com.
Got a couple of construction issues to watch out for on the Kilpatrick-Wilshire to Northwest 122nd Bridge work, May and Northwest Expressway. Also eastbound I-44 at Klassen. Buckle up, drive careful.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hey there, I'm here chatting with Stephen Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, ICS has been serving the community for over 50 years. What's the secret behind your longevity?
It's our family-owned roots. We treat every project like it's for our own home, using top-tier Pentec polyurea coatings that are durable, stylish, and built to last. Our focus is on quality and making customers happy.
That's a legacy to be proud of. So what can homeowners or businesses expect when they work with ICS?
It's a seamless experience. We start with a free estimate, help you pick from a range of colors and finishes, and install in just one day. Your floor is ready for use the next morning. No more long waits.
Well, that's a service you can trust. So how do folks get started?
Just reach out and we'll take care of the rest with our lifetime warranty backing you up.
Well, get a floor that lasts with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or head to icsconcretecoatings.com for a free estimate today.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. Well, what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit OkieDokieBakery.com.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are touching down with the biggest savings of 2026 on all Bad Boy, Altos, and Yanmar zero-turn mowers. As we make room for the 2027 models, the choice is yours. Free lifetime powertrain warranty or cash discounts. See you soon, Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
There are people, shocker, in the United States, Abdul El Sayed, who believe that of all of the countries in the Middle East, only one really has actually proven its worth as an ally. And it sure as hell ain't Syria. And it's not Egypt. And it's not Qatar.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Good morning and welcome back on this Thursday, August 27th, 2026. We're going to be seeing mostly sunny skies throughout the day today with a high of 93 degrees. Tonight, look for partly cloudy skies. Going to be really pleasant out there if you want to sit outside for a little bit. Low of 69 degrees. On Friday, it'll be sunny and warmer, high of 96. And then on Saturday, sunny and hot, going back up to those triple digits again. We'll see a high of 101 on Saturday. It is 73 degrees outside right now, mostly sunny at 722. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, Oklahoma stands to receive $235 million from a nearly $17 billion settlement with Meta over allegations that the company is harming children. That amount could increase to $334 million if TikTok, Snapchat, Chat, and YouTube agree to similar type settlements. So Meta will be required to strengthen protections for teen users, including two-hour daily limits, nighttime restrictions, and tougher age verification measures. So what's your take on this? Is this really about protecting kids, or is it a great big government money grab? If this is fundamentally about protecting Oklahoma children, why the headline $235 million going to the state instead of a specific fund dedicated specifically to helping children who were allegedly harmed by this? Are we seeing a genuine child safety settlement here, or is this just a model where states can sue big tech companies, collect enormous paychecks, and call it, quote, consumer protection? And if Meta is genuinely a danger to children, why are we allowing the company to simply write a big check and continue operating? And the biggest question of all, shouldn't monitoring your children be the responsibility of parents and not that of the government? We want to hear from you on this one. 405-608-4377 if you want to be part of the show. 405-608-4377. Ron is in Newcastle. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Aaron. I'm just fine.
What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I was the minute I heard that Meta, you know, paid out this big settlement, all those questions that you just posed were the same questions that came to mind.
Right.
And I'm sitting here thinking, who gets the money? I mean, it's going to the state, but what is it? What is that money supposed to do? It doesn't make any sense. I mean, you're saying that Meta's going to make all these changes, but I assume that's going to be outside of the money that's getting paid
right
to the state of Oklahoma.
So can't Meta make those changes without writing the paycheck? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So who gets the money? Well, nobody except for the state.
Except for Oklahoma. So the money, it's not going to any kids' programs. Under the settlement, Oklahoma can use its share for litigation costs. So that goes back to Gettner Drummond's office. Consumer protection, enforcement, whatever that means. Education and other purposes allowed by state law, according to the documentation. So what exactly does that mean, other purposes allowed by state law? It means they're going to put it towards anything they want to. So it's not really a case of big money being set aside for, like, counseling services or karate classes or something for kids who've been somehow upset because of Facebook. It's being set aside for other stuff.
So going to go to the, you know, Gettner Drummond Museum or what?
Towards his office and towards whatever the cost for litigation was. But it's going to everything but the kids.
Yeah, it makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, I get that, you know, the merits of the lawsuit. I do get that.
Yeah.
I mean, because kids are harmed, but that money definitely needs to go to somewhere that's going to help protect kids,
right,
in some way.
And also,
you know,
let me pitch this to you. At the end of the day, a business is in business to do what? Make money. So what they're doing is they've created a business model that's appealing to their customers. And now they're being fined for it. Are they doing exactly what their shareholders want them to do?
Absolutely. I think that the difference with this is that a lot of these kids, you know, they're buying products and things like that off of TikTok and all this sort of stuff, and they're using up all their parents' money. And I think that's what the deal is.
Well, I think the bigger concern is, you know, kids who are seeing certain things on social media, maybe being bullied on social media, committing suicide, doing stupid TikTok videos where they get injured, that kind of a thing. So I think it's bigger than what you're suggesting, but I think at the same time, though, isn't that incumbent upon you and me as dads to step in and say, hey, kiddo, you're doing some really stupid crap here, and as a result, I'm taking away TikTok for a while.
Yeah.
Do we really want government parenting our kids for us is what it boils down to, and getting paid for it. So,
yeah.
Ron, thanks a lot for calling in, man. We want to hear from you on this one, too. Again, the phone number, 405-608-4377, if you want to weigh in, 405-608-4377. Again, like we talked about, Oklahoma stands to get about $235 million from this. That could jump up to $334 million. But how much of it is actually being used for protecting kids and counseling? Well, we don't really have an answer to that. And if this is really that much of an issue, why are we just saying, okay, write us a check? Why aren't we saying, write a check and stop doing what it is that you're doing? Deanne is joining us now from Midwest City. Good morning, Deanne. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm kind of sleepy still.
Me too.
What is Meta?
So Meta is the parent company for Facebook and a couple other social media outlets,
oh my
but
God,
primarily
how
Facebook.
Stupid can they get?
I know.
God.
I know.
What is Doge?
Doge?
Yeah, they're talking about Doge, like, but I don't get what it is. It's from the left, but I don't know how far left and what it means.
Okay, so Doge basically, that was the government entity that was set up by President Trump to try to get a better handle on government spending. And they were the ones that found all of this tremendous misspending, which, of course, triggered the left. And if we really want to go down the rabbit hole, basically what it was, a lot of it was being used to funnel money back to the Democratic Party again. So they kick a whole bunch of money over to other countries, creating for them like transgender comic books for Muslim-run countries that want to kill us. And then in exchange, those countries kick back donations to Democrats. So that's how Democrats were being funded. So Doge really isn't related so much to this in that other than it's just more government waste.
God, can they just come up with some more stupid words?
Or can they just start doing the right thing at the right time for the right reason? And then you and I aren't paying taxes like we are.
Dare we ask for both?
Yeah, go figure, right?
Okay, see you later.
Thank you so much for calling. Please feel free to call anytime. It was great hearing from you. So we've still got a bunch we want to talk about this morning. Oklahoma County Sheriff's deputies kick in a door, immediately face a man with a homemade flamethrower. We'll tell you what happened with that one. 12 people under arrest in Oklahoma accused of defrauding SNAP out of thousands of dollars. Meanwhile, Oklahoma City Police investigating after a teenager is shot. We'll tell you what led to that violence. It's 73 degrees, mostly sunny at 729. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. The Justice Department asked the Supreme Court to take up a ban shutting down asylum claims at the U.S.-Mexico border. President Trump sent a nuclear deal with Saudi Arabia to Congress for review. A federal judge cleared the way for President Trump's executive order targeting mail-in voting to take effect nationwide. Here's Chris Caraggio.
The order calls for lists of confirmed U.S. citizens eligible to vote and uniform Postal Service standards for mail-in voting.
Secretary of War Pete Hegseth upgraded the Valor Awards given to the Marines who guarded the entrance to the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan in 2021. At least 160 people are dead after catastrophic flash flooding hit the border of Nepal and Tibet. The number of missing has risen to nearly 1,000 with dozens of Americans among them. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. Sexual abuse is more common than most people realize, and it can happen anywhere, in homes, schools, workplaces, and even places of worship. If you or someone you love have been affected, here's what you need to know. First, it is never the victim's fault, ever. Second, you have legal rights. Survivors can hold abusers and the institutions that protected them accountable, sometimes even years after the abuse occurred. And third, time matters. Statute of limitations vary, so the sooner you speak with an attorney, the better your chances of pursuing justice. At McIntyre Law, we stand with survivors. We fight to make sure those responsible are held accountable, and we handle every case with the care and confidentiality you deserve. If you have questions or need guidance at all, call us. The consultation is free and the conversation is completely confidential because no one should suffer in silence and no abuser should go unchecked.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. After several days of searching hundreds of acres of Lake Stanley Draper, Oklahoma City crews have recovered the body of a man who went missing Sunday night. Authorities say the man was with seven family members and friends when he got into the water wearing a shirt and blue jeans. Witnesses say he quickly went underwater and didn't resurface. Dive teams and police searched using boats and sonar, eventually finding his body Wednesday morning about 250 feet from where the original 911 call was made. No additional details have currently been released as a full investigation continues. Officials are asking for the public's assistance after two injured kittens were found in Paul's Valley Sunday. Witnesses reported seeing kittens thrown from a white truck near Chickasaw and Boomerang, while a second kitten was later found near South Walnut and taken to police. Both are now receiving proper treatment at a local veterinarian care facility. Investigators are asking anyone with doorbell or security footage, dash cam video, or cell phone images or videos showing a white truck in the area to contact the Paul's Valley Animal Shelter or the police department with more details. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Let's be honest. Medicare can get complicated fast. Too many plans, too many opinions, not enough straight answers. That's where Health 65 in Edmond comes in. We will give you a clear, straightforward guidance so you can understand your options and choose what works best for you. No runarounds, no pressure, just help when and where you need it. Hi, I'm Philip Beard. Give me a call today or visit Health 65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Want to know what $6 million worth of quality pre-owned vehicles look like? Go to www.stevensford.com. Use our built-in search engine to find exactly what you're looking for. Better yet, hop in your car and come on over to Stevens Ford and Heath. Folks, I'm here to tell you that our used car lot is absolutely full of cars, trucks, and SUVs. There's something for everyone, with prices starting under $11,000. 11 grand. As a matter of fact, most are priced below market value. And remember, when you buy from us, drive it for 48 hours, and if you're not totally satisfied, bring it back and get 100% of your money back. And one more thing. credit is never a problem because our goal is 100% credit approval. So, come shop our $6 million used inventory and find the vehicle you're looking for at a money-saving price. And remember, Stevens Ford will beat any deal, regardless.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today, expect intervals of sunshine with some clouds passing through, reaching a high of 93. Tonight will be clear to partly cloudy with a low of 69. Tomorrow will bring mostly sunny skies and very warm conditions with a high of 96. By Saturday, anticipate sizzling sunshine along with breezy and hot weather as temperatures soar to a high of 101. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
Good morning and welcome back. Very pleasant morning this morning. Mostly sunny skies, 73 degrees at 736. Hang on, there's the hotline. Let me grab that real quick. Hi, Freedom 96.9.
My boss told me to have a good day. So I went home.
That's good advice. I guess I'm going to do the same. Thanks a lot for calling in. Okay, let's get to those Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. The Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office has released a video showing 61-year-old Darren Dunn using a homemade flamethrower when deputies entered his South Harvey Avenue apartment to serve an eviction. Dunn can be seen using the aerosol can and lighter to shoot flames at deputies, with the fire reaching about 20 feet. Adjacent apartments had to be evacuated as a bomb squad and tactical team also responded. Deputies also found what appeared to be an improvised explosive device connected to a car battery. Dunn was taken to a mental health hospital and faces several potential charges. Oklahoma authorities say at least 12 people have been arrested for allegedly defrauding the SNAP food assistance program out of a combined $150,000. The Oklahoma Department of Human Services says its inspector general conducted a months-long investigation, resulting in arrests across five counties. Two other people identified earlier have been sentenced and ordered to pay restitution. The arrests come as Oklahoma works to reduce its SNAP payment error rate. The current rate is around 6.9% and must fall below 6% by October of 2027, or the state could face hundreds of millions of dollars in additional costs. Well, more than 100 people lined the streets of Enid on Wednesday to honor Police Sergeant Lee Frizendahl, who died in an off-duty crash. Frizendahl spent 19 years with the Enid Police Department, much of that time working nights and training younger officers. Friends, family, fellow officers, and strangers gathered to welcome him home as the procession escorted his body to a funeral home. First responders from across the region joined the escort while community members lined the route and gave a final salute. Officers say Frizendahl was known for looking out for others while making sure that everybody was okay. Oklahoma City police are investigating a shooting that left a teenager injured on Wednesday afternoon in southeast Oklahoma City. Officers were called to southeast 48th and South Durland, where they found a male who had been shot. He was taken to the hospital and is listed right now in stable condition. Several people have been taken into custody as persons of interest. Police have not said what led to the shooting, and investigation remains underway. Oklahoma City police are investigating after a pedestrian was hit by a car on Wednesday night in northwest Oklahoma City. It happened around 8:30 near Northwest 10th Street and North Sarah Road. Officers found the pedestrian injured after being struck by the vehicle. Police say the driver did stay at the scene and is cooperating with investigators. The pedestrian suffered injuries that are not considered life-threatening. Police have not released any other details. Well, Pauls Valley authorities are asking for the public's help after two kittens were found seriously injured on Sunday. Witnesses reported seeing the kittens thrown from a white truck near Chickasaw and Boomerang. One suffered serious injuries to its jaw and teeth and needed surgery. The other one had a burned paw. Both are now safe and receiving medical care. Investigators are trying to identify whoever is responsible and are asking anyone with doorbell, security, or dash cam video from the area to come forward. 73 degrees and mostly sunny at 739. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Union City Public Schools are canceling classes today because of ongoing water problems. The district announced last night that schools would be closed because of a water line break in El Reno. The issue is continuing to affect the area, so the district is calling off classes for the day. Parents and students are encouraged to watch for updates from Union City Public Schools as crews continue to find and fix the problem. Oklahoma is set to receive more than $235 million from a nearly $17 billion settlement with Meta. That's the parent company of Facebook and Instagram. The case accused Meta of knowingly exposing children to serious mental harm. Oklahoma's share could grow to as much as $334 million if TikTok, Snapchat, and YouTube reach similar settlements. Meta must also add new safety measures for teen accounts, including two-hour daily limits, nighttime and school hour restrictions, stronger age verification, and tougher controls on harmful content. Governor Kevin Stitt wants Oklahomans to vote on whether to hold a constitutional convention that could make sweeping changes to the state constitution. But legal experts question whether Stitt has the authority to call the vote without legislative approval. The Constitution gives voters the right to consider a convention every 20 years, but the last vote was 56 years ago. Stitt has set a special election for April 6, 2027. A new commission would recommend rules for the process. Stitt will be out of office by then after announcing the vote just hours after Republicans nominated Mike Mazie for governor. And just in case you missed it, Oklahoma voters did settle several key races on Tuesday, setting the November general election ballots. Mike Mazie narrowly defeated Attorney General Gettner Drummond for the Republican governor nomination. Voters rejected State Question 844 by more than 70%, while approving State Question 846, putting voter identification requirements into the state constitution. Kevin West won the Republican nomination for labor commissioner. Bob Sullivan won the GOP insurance commissioner runoff, and Oklahoma County Commissioner Jason Lowe won his Democratic primary. Robert Franklin has defeated James Taylor in the Republican runoff for Oklahoma State Superintendent, winning nearly 55% of that vote. The race was closely watched as a test of whether voters wanted to continue the combative approach associated with former Superintendent Ryan Walters. Taylor supported many of Walters' efforts, including rejecting social studies standards connecting the Bible to the nation's founding. Franklin, a longtime Tulsa Technology Center administrator, campaigned on improving Oklahoma's education rankings and improving supporting teachers. He'll face Democrat Jannetty Marshall in November. The Oklahoma County Criminal Justice Authority is back to nine members after commissioners unanimously appointed Northeast Oklahoma City pastor Kenneth Morgan to the jail trust. Morgan replaces Stephen Buck, who resigned earlier this year. He has served as a minister for 35 years and spent 26 years working for UPS before retiring in 2011. Morgan also serves on the Oklahoma City Community Public Safety Advisory Board. Commissioner Jason Lowe says Morgan's deep community roots and commitment to public safety will be valuable as the trust works to improve jail operations and conditions. The Norman City Council is pushing back against proposed Oklahoma Turnpike Authority interchanges in the city. After nearly 8 hours of discussion, council members voted 5-4 against supporting interchanges on near Tecumseh Road. Meanwhile, two Norman businesses say construction is forcing them to close. Cook Feed and Outdoor will shut down its Norman location on September 8th after losing its property near I-35 and Indian Hills Road. The Norman Heyday location across the highway is also closing because of the project. Well, a building in Oklahoma City's Asian District is getting a second life after Urban Design Commission approved plans on Wednesday for the Lotus Apartments. The project will turn an existing building near Northwest 24th and Douglas into 49 apartments. Developers say they wanted to preserve the older structure instead of tearing it down. Plans also include a restaurant, a dog park, and an office space. Developers hope the project will connect the Asian District, Uptown, and Oklahoma City University. Construction could begin by the end of September, with completion expected by the end of 2027. Oklahomans will have a chance to see a near-total lunar eclipse tonight, with the moon taking on a reddish blood moon appearance. The partial eclipse begins around 9:30, with a peak coming at about 11:13 p.m., when about 96% of the moon will be covered. The deepest red color should be about 30 minutes long, from 10:57 to about 11:28. No special equipment is needed. In central Oklahoma, some early evening clouds could linger, but they're expected to clear out in time for the eclipse. Dolly Parton's legacy is living on in Oklahoma through her Imagination Library, which sends free age-appropriate books each month to children from birth to age 5. The program started back in 1995 and now reaches more than 100,000 Oklahoma children every single month. The state legislature covers half that cost, with local partners paying the rest. Officials say the program is not going away and could soon reach every county. Logan, Pawnee, and Noble counties are the only three still looking for local partners to bring the program there. Well, for the fourth year in a row, Oklahoma agencies are being accused of mismanaging millions of dollars in federal funding. State Auditor Cindy Bird says nearly $25 million in question costs were identified for fiscal year 2024 involving the Department of Human Services and OMES. Bird says nearly $20 million in child care desert grants went to centers that have since closed. She also warns that continued problems could put federal funding at risk, including SNAP. Bird says Oklahoma could be forced to pay more than $236 million in benefits if its error rate remains too high. She says that voters should demand accountability. Coming up after the break, Cindy is joining us live to talk about this and why you, as a taxpayer, should be very, very concerned. It's 74 degrees and mostly sunny at 746. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom. Traffic. Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com.
Got a couple of construction issues to watch out for on the Kilpatrick-Wilshire to Northwest 122nd Bridge work, May and Northwest Expressway. Also eastbound I-44 at Klassen. Buckle up, drive careful.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom. And you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Want to know what $6 million worth of quality pre-owned vehicles look like? Go to www.stevensford.com. Use our built-in search engine to find exactly what you're looking for. Better yet, hop in your car and come on over to Stevens Ford and Heath. Folks, I'm here to tell you that our used car lot is absolutely full of cars, trucks, and SUVs. There's something for everyone with prices starting under $11,000. 11 grand. As a matter of fact, most are priced below market value. And remember, when you buy from us, drive it for 48 hours, and if you're not totally satisfied, bring it back and get 100% of your money back. And one more thing. Credit is never a problem because our goal is 100% credit approval. So, come shop our $6 million used inventory and find the vehicle you're looking for at a money-saving price. And remember, Stevens Ford will beat any deal, regardless.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are touching down with the biggest savings of 2026 on all Bad Boy, Altos, and Yanmar zero-turn mowers. As we make room for the 2027 models, the choice is yours. Free lifetime powertrain warranty or cash discounts. See you soon, Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at DiscountGarageDoor.com.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Even though it was just a couple of years ago, it shows you how the country where we're at right now. Now people understand that criminals got to go to prison. And that's why that mayor over in San Francisco has been so effective. That's why the mayor in D.C. working with the president has been so effective. That's why crime is going down in most places across the country. But then if you listen to Abdul El-Sayed, his past comments are impossible to justify.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
And welcome back on this Thursday, August 27th. Going to be a nice day today, mostly sunny with a high of 93 degrees tonight. Great day to be outside, partly cloudy with a low of 69 degrees. Then on Friday, it's going to be sunny and warm, high going up to 96. On Saturday, look for sunshine. It's going to be a lot hotter, too, back into the triple digits. 101 degrees for a high on Saturday. It's 74 and mostly sunny at 750. Well, for the fourth year in a row, Oklahoma agencies are accused of mismanaging millions of dollars in federal funds. State Auditor Cindy Byrd says nearly $25 million in questioned costs were identified, including about $20 million in child care grants that went to centers that have since closed. She's warning that these problems could put federal funding at risk, and even worse, could mean that we have to write a great big check to the feds. Cindy is joining us live now to explain why taxpayers should be concerned. Good morning, Cindy. Thanks so much for calling in this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
So it seems like everybody knows what a big deal this is, except for the legislature. You've been sounding this alarm now for 4 years, and it sounds like mostly it's falling on deaf ears. Kind of talk to me a bit about what the findings were here and the betting through at the state capitol because of it.
Well, I do want to point out that this is the executive branch that is misspending these funds. The legislature is trying to put guardrails in. Just last year, there was an effort led by Representative Strom to put in eight accountability bills, and those will start going into effect, and we'll see some changes.
Good.
But this has to do with the way the state agencies are spending their money. And, you know, Aaron, one of the things we need to really be focused on is we have $40 trillion in debt in this nation, and a lot of those federal funds are coming back to states who are misspending the funds. And it's time for Oklahoma to get their financial house in order.
We've heard about different cases in other states, the whole Nick Shirley thing where he's going from Learing Center to Learing Center and going from different schools to schools where he's finding there are no children there and that much of this money, millions and millions of dollars, is being kicked back to Somalia where we're basically funding warlords as opposed to taking care of children, which is what the money has been earmarked for. Are we seeing that same type of misuse and many cases abuse here in Oklahoma?
Well, we did see a lot of issues where payments were made out where there was no documentation. And, you know, in one example that we talked about at the press conference is enrollment and subsidies were paid on behalf of children who had not been born yet or children who weren't of that age. So that's an issue. You know, that would not be allowable cost. Then we also saw that in reviewing some of the information, some daycares were getting subsidies for almost twice as many children as they had the licensing capacity for. So again, bringing it back to the agency needing to put controls in place to review and oversight. The honor system is not oversight. And I think we as taxpayers expect a little more to make sure this money is really getting to areas where it's needed.
So how does this happen? Because with due respect, your office isn't doing anything magical. You don't have any fairy dust that you're sprinkling on to figure out this money is being misspent. You're doing exactly what any auditor would be doing. And each of these agencies have their own auditors in place. They each have their own spending procedures in place. How is this not getting caught?
You know, that's a very good question. What we do is we go in and perform statistical samples. So while we reported $25 million in question costs, that number could be a lot higher. We're just looking at a small sample of these things. You know, I also want to bring to light some of this issue with the LIHEAP. That's the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, where, this is housed in DHS, where an employee who had almost full control over this program was able to enroll people who had not even applied for assistance in 10 years. In fact, we found one instance where a person was deceased where he had used that, and he had misappropriated close to $2 million. We rang the bell early on about that during this audit so that DHS and the Attorney General's office could act quickly, and he has since been charged with felony indictments. So, you know, things like this shouldn't be happening if you're putting proper controls in place. It's just basic oversight, Aaron, that doesn't cost money, and it's very simple to put in place.
But each of these agencies, though, Cindy, should have these checks and balances already in place. They shouldn't have to have Cindy Byrd knocking on their door to tell them to do so. A lot of this should be common sense. Why isn't this being done?
That's a very good question. It's going to take consequences. It's going to take the executive branch, maybe even the governor stepping in on these agencies where he has appointing authority saying this has got to get cleaned up. I do want to point out that the issues that we pointed out with the daycares, this was things found under a different administration. Director Cartmell has been trying to put controls in place and get this situation corrected, but this was all under a different administration.
What are the biggest hurdles that he's facing in terms of getting those controls put into place, and why is it so difficult to get that done?
I think there's been an exodus of institutional knowledge at that agency, and if you don't have qualified, experienced people managing these federal programs, they do not understand the controls that need to be put in place, and they do not understand the compliance requirements that they have to follow to protect against the state of Oklahoma having to repay these funds.
There's a certain amount of this, Cindy, that you could write off to clerical errors when you're dealing with large sums of money like that. But when you're talking about registering kids who haven't even been born yet into different programs, this rises to a level of criminal. Are people going to go to jail for this?
You know, Aaron, my job is to report this, and then we make sure that we turn over our findings to the Attorney General's office for them to review to see if there's any criminal prosecution. But that would be the Attorney General's office to look at this and do. My part is done once this report has been published and sent into the federal government.
Let me take it a different direction then. Should people go to jail for this? And based on the evidence that you've presented, do you believe there's enough evidence there that people should go to jail for this?
Well, one of the things I did in the press conference on Tuesday was to call for a special investigative audit. That audit would get to the bottom of any criminal intent and support charges being filed. But we need to get to that point first. And as state auditor, I can't do that on my own. I have to be requested to do that.
State Auditor Cindy Bird is joining us this morning. She's talking about nearly $25 million in questionable costs that were identified in terms of state spending of federal money. The next question, obviously, Cindy, is there's going to come a time where we've got to pay the piper. And there could come a time when the Fed step in and say, hey, you owe us millions of bucks. We want a check. When is that going to happen? How do we avoid that?
Well, that has already started happening on a different program, the Emergency Rental Assistance Program. I believe that the state of Oklahoma is having to wade through some of those findings that we issued in several years ago, and very likely we will have to pay some money back. I do want to say the federal government is just now working on the findings that we reported in 21. So we'll start to see more of these things, you know, be on their radar and on their desk looking at, and we'll have to be accountable for it.
I'm going to make you king of Oklahoma for a day. If you're king of Oklahoma, you don't have to go through the legislature or the governor's office. You can just wave your magic staff and say, these are the changes that need to be made right now to ensure this doesn't happen. What kind of changes would you recommend right now, today, to start safeguarding our money?
I would restructure the way internal audit departments are handled in state agencies. I would make sure that the chief financial officers, the CFOs, I would want them to be certified public accountants, CPAs, so that they understand the severity of mistakes that are made. And I would want consequences for gross abuse of taxpayer funds.
State Auditor Cindy Bird, we've had you on before. I've called you a bulldog then. I'll call you a bulldog now. You're doing a great job for the taxpayers of Oklahoma. And I wish more people would listen to what it is that you're saying. I really do.
Thank you, Aaron. We'll keep working hard in the auditor's office for the taxpayer.
Well, I appreciate you. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Well, coming up on Freedom 96.9 later on today, Brian Kilmeade is going to be on at 8 o'clock. We'll have Eric Erickson joining us at 11 o'clock. Dana Lash, of course, at 2 o'clock. And we've got Lee Matthews on the drive at 4 o'clock. Before you go, just as we're going into the weekend tomorrow, I want to hit the weather one more time. Mostly sunny today with a high of 93 degrees. Tonight, it's going to be partly cloudy skies, low of 69. Nice night to get out there and watch the eclipse. Then on Friday, sunny and warm with a high of 96. It's 74 degrees at 7:59. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
KQOP in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft.